Well, I'm going to talk this morning about the positive inventory. And I'll start by saying that this is not in the big book. So you can take it for what it's worth. And you can, therefore, you know, find, if you find it helpful, do it. If you don't find it helpful, don't bother doing it. For me, it has been life-changing. And I can only emphasize that. It has changed my life to do the positive inventory. Not only the negative, and I'll call them negative inventories, the resentments and fears and harms and sex inventory. Those have changed my life a great deal too, but this one has changed my life as well. And while it's not in the big book, it, in my opinion, is implied in the big book. And so I'll mention that where it's appropriate. Anyway, the context of this, just like the other inventories, is that this is part of the moral inventory. It helps to focus on how I think, not so much on my behavior, but how I think. And it's a matter of correct or incorrect thinking. How do I, in this case, mainly how do I think about myself? Well, the other inventories are how I think about myself substantially too. And it's a fact-finding and fact-facing inventory, just like the others. It's I need to face the facts when I look at the positive inventory. I need to face the fact, a good person. And that has not always been easy for me, to put it mildly, because self-hate has been a major issue for me. Also, this inventory is just information, just like the other ones. It's only information, but it's information that I will act on later, and so it's important. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. This is a true story. A long time ago, about probably 40 years ago, approximately 35, 40 years ago, I was sitting down with a professional, and I was at a point in my life where I was very discouraged. Things weren't going well. And at that time in my life, I used to think, well, when things weren't going well, it meant that God hated me, and so I was in big trouble. God was punishing me, etc. So anyway, near the end of the conversation I had with this professional, he picked up a rock from the table where he was sitting, and it was kind of a spherical rock, and it was brown, and he showed this rock to me in his hand, and he said, "This looks like a piece of shit, doesn't it?" And I was taken aback, you know, this professional using that word shit. And I sort of sheepishly, I said, "Well, yeah, it does." And he says, "Well, I want to show you something about this rock." And he opened it up, and I didn't realize that the rock had been cut in two halves. And he opened it up, and inside was this gorgeous geode. And he said, "You know, Carl, that's like you." He said, "On the outside, you may look like you're a piece of shit. You know, everything's going bad in your life, and so on and so forth. And it looks like you're bad, et cetera. But inside is this gorgeous geode." And he said, "You know, there's two ways to deal with you." He says, and the predicament that you're in right now. One would be to kind of cover it over. You could sort of spray some Febreze on this rock, and it wouldn't smell so bad. This piece of shit, it wouldn't smell so bad. Or you could snow on it, and it would cover it over and wouldn't look bad anymore. But the other way to look deal with it is to open it up and see what's inside of it. And there's this gorgeous geode inside. And so that's the way I see the inventories. The negative inventory is, and the removal through six and seven of my character defects is the sort of covering over of this ugly rock. But the positive inventory is the way of looking inside and finding that gorgeous geode. And both of them are important. It's not one or the other. It's both. So anyway, I'll take a quick look at pride. The third step says the first requirement, in other words, for making the decision, And this is out of the big book. The first requirement is that we be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. That's page 60. Well, I'm going to look at pride from that point of view. I see pride as, and pride is a character defect. Pride is essentially reliance on myself as opposed to reliance on the higher power. And it has two aspects. One is I can try to look good. I can try to be better than other people. And then I'll force in my mind, of course, I'll force them to love me. Because, oh boy, I'm so great, I'm so lovable, and I'm so wonderful, and all these kinds of things, then you'll love me if I am better than everybody else. But that, once again, is self-reliance, and of course that's a big lie anyway. I'm not better than other people. I'm not worse than other people either, but I'm not better. And that's the other kind of pride, which is when I try to look worse than other people. And that's false pride, but it's pride nevertheless. And when I try to look worse than other people, then I get in the self-pity mode. And the same thing, I try to force other people to love me because now, oh, they'll have to look at me as such a sad case and they have to take care of me and all that kind of stuff. And that's a way of manipulating other people. That's not a good way to relate to other people, and that's pride. So if I devalue myself in that way, in getting into false pride, the negative kind of look bad pride, then I'll get absorbed in my own self and I won't see my higher powers help and all those kinds of things. It hurts me. Now, why do a positive inventory? Well, I think there's two main reasons. One is that in the seven-step prayer, and I think this is very important, that the first sentence says, "My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad." So the higher power wants all of me, not just the bad stuff, but the good stuff as well. And I think the other reason has to do with my third step decision. And that is, it says in the third step, that I decide to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand Him. Well, my will and my life, that's all of me. That's every last bit of me which I want to turn over to my higher power. And so I need to turn over the good as well as the bad. And in particular, the third step talks about turning over my will, and then it talks about turning over my life. And my will is my instincts. It's my desires. It's my what I want to do. It's those drives. And I want to turn over not only my negative instincts or where my instincts have been threatened and I get into fear and resentment and all that, but I want to turn over the positive aspects of my instincts too, and I'll get into that in a moment. Well, anyway, the second thing of my decision is I want to turn over my life. Well, my life is all the decisions I've ever made and all the actions I have ever made based on those decisions. So in the positive inventory, I want to inventory my assets, the positive aspects of my instincts, and I want to do the an inventory of my actions, the positive aspects of my will. So I think there's one other thing that I'll allude to as to a reason for doing this, and that is in the 11th step. It talks about the review of the day in the 11th step. Of course, we'll talk about that more when we get to the 11th step. But anyway, the review, it says in the big book on page 86, it says, "Were we thinking of what we could do for others, what we could pack into the stream of life?" Well, during a given day, I'm going to do lots of things for others, and I'm going to do lots of things to pack into the stream of life. And the 11th step says to review that, to inventory it in so many words. And so when I inventory these things at the 4-step level, I'm inventorying them for my whole life, but later in the 11th step, I'm going to inventory them for a given day. Well, anyway. How do I inventory my will, the positive aspects of my assets? Well, the way I do it, and I pass these forms on to everybody, the way I do it is I list an asset And these are my assessment of my assets. You know, your assessment of your assets are going to be different from mine. But I list the assets that I think I have. Then I rate them from 1 to 10. 10 is the best and 1 is the poorest. And then I give an example of it for myself. So I'm going to tell you what the assets that I've come up with for myself, and they're the biggest ones anyway. I tend to write down the ones where maybe I rate them somewhere between, let's say, an 8 and a 10 or a 7 and a 10. I don't go lower than 7, mostly lower than 8, actually. But anyway, here's the first one for me. For me, is that I'm drawn to gratitude, and this is an instinct of mine. It's a desire of mine, so it's a matter of being drawn to gratitude. And as you know, gratitude is really big in my life. And I gave myself a 10++ on this one. The next one was that I'm drawn to rely and trust on my higher power. And you know I do that. That's very, very big for me. And I gave myself a 10 on this. Then the next one is I'm drawn to footwork. And I do a lot of footwork. And so I gave myself a 10 on that too. I'm also drawn to grow. I enjoy changing and growing, and I gave myself a 10 on that. I am drawn toward healthy sex, and I gave myself a 9 on that. I'm drawn to love and to be friendly. I gave myself a 9 on that. I'm drawn to be right-sized, and that's a key word. I'm drawn to be the person that I am. I'm drawn to be the person that I believe God has made me to be. Now, that one I'm not so good at. I gave myself an 8, maybe even a 7 might be the accurate on that one. But I work very hard at that, and I'm getting much better at it. I use step 6 and 7 a great deal, and 10 a great deal for that one. So anyway, the last one I put is that I've drawn to see the good and the potential in other people, and I gave myself an 8 on that. Well, anyway, that's the will. That's the assessment.
Carl,
yeah.
You have 8.5 minutes. Sorry, I spaced out.
Sure. Well, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. Anyway, that was the assessment of my will, the inventory of my will, the positive inventory of my will. And now I'm going to mention the positive inventory of my life, namely the decisions and actions that I've made in the past. And this one, I'm going to tell you for a moment the four columns of this inventory. The first column is what love or good have I given? And this would be somewhere or other in my past life, which I and only I in the whole universe could have given. And that's very important because, as a matter of fact, if I've loved somebody or if I've given something good to someone, only I could have done that. In the whole universe, only I could have done that good, and only I could have done it when I did it. And so that's really important to me. That shows me how extraordinarily important I am to this universe. I may have only a tiny, tiny part in the universe, but nevertheless, it's my part, and only I can do this. And only I am a good person at that time and place to do the good that I've done. So the first column is, what is that good? The second column is, who receives what only I in the whole universe could have given? And so I list the person or persons or institution or whatever that received the good that I've done. The third column is, how was that person or institution affected? And I try to think, well, you know, what's the impact been of the good that I've done, which only I could have done in the entire universe? And then the last column is really pretty important to me too, and that is, how loved am I and how important am I to my higher power, such that my higher power has given me this ability to do good. And only I in the entire universe could have done what I did at that time. So I think my higher power has invested a huge amount into me, huge, because, and that investment is something that has enabled me to be a good person. And I think that's a really big indicator of how much my higher power loves me and how much, for that matter, my higher power holds me in esteem. My higher power is attracted to me because I'm a good person. Well, anyway, I'll list a few of these things, and this inventory is my whole life, so I try to write down things that have happened, or that actions I've made in the past. Well, anyway,
five minutes, Carl?
Yeah, thank you. I'll just try to go quickly through these. Well, actually, I have enough time to go into them a little bit. So anyway, the first one is, only I could love and be loved. Now, that's a general statement, but nevertheless, it's true. And who's impacted? Well, my higher power is impacted because only I can love my higher power the way that I love my higher power, and so on. And then only I can love myself in the way that I do and others. So that's who it's affected, who receives it. And then in the third column, how has it affected that person? And I put I was talking just about my higher power, and I put that my higher power's greatest desire is to be in union with me. And that's fulfilled when I give my higher power the love that only I can love. So I make my higher power very happy. I love my higher power. My higher power loves to be loved. Because my higher power wants to be in union with me. And then how much does my higher power value me by giving me this ability? Well, turns out I'm indispensable. Nobody can love my higher power the way I do. And my higher power is very grateful for my loving. So anyway, that's the one that only I can love and be loved. Then I put my mother and my father, and as you know, for example, I've been reconciled with my mother and my father. And here I'm inventorying the fact that I love my mother and my father, and I've always loved them. I hated them, God knows, for a large portion of my life, but even then I didn't totally hate them. The love that I've given my father, that's in the first column. That's the good that I've done, and only I could have done it. Who receives it? My mother and my father. What's the effect on them? Well, they feel good. They experience, especially in the last 10 years, they experience that our relationship is restored, and this has come through the step 8 and 9. And they experience a great joy in our relationship being restored. And that's the third column. That's how it affects them. And then the fourth column is, how much is my higher power, how important am I to my higher power such that my higher power enables me to have these good things? Well, you know, I'm very important to my higher power. Only I can love my parents. Only I am the son of my parents. So that means that the fact that I can love them shows that my higher power thinks very highly of me and has invested a great deal in me. I won't go into all the others, but the same could be said of my wife. It could be said of my children. Another thing is specific things I've done. I write a ton of poetry. I've written 3 books. I'm in the process of writing a 4th one right now. All these things are goods that I can do. My wife and I started a private school. These are goods. Only I could have done these. In the case of the school, it was with my wife. But only I have the qualities that enable me to do this stuff. And now I'm inventorying these things. I'm writing them down in black and white, just like the other things. And after I've written them, I can't deny them. There they are in black and white. I might want to deny them because I'm, you know, easily get into self-hate and all that. I easily get into that false pride. But there it is.
1 minute.
Thanks. It's all in black and white. Well, anyway, what's the result of this inventory? Well, I always like to write down results because the results are that my personality changes. And when my personality changes, I move closer toward the spiritual awakening. The big book talks about a spiritual awakening is a personality change sufficient for recovery. Well, I'll give you just a few of the ways in which I change when I make this inventory. I get a balanced understanding of myself. I get more self-love, more self-confidence. I am able to turn over the good in myself to my higher power and say, okay, higher power, I'm available. You can use the good in me as well as the bad. And you can change the bad. And you can make the good better. You can even make me better than I am. So that's a wonderful thing. And I recognize, and this is a big personality change in me, and that is that my higher power is attracted to me. My higher power not only loves me in the sense of wanting to help me over these defects, but my higher power is attracted to me because I'm good in the first place. I'm not all, of course, but nevertheless, I need to recognize the good stuff. I recognize that my higher power has put a lot, invested a lot in me. I can take a compliment today. I didn't used to be able to take compliments. And then another thing is I'm drawn toward my higher power's will in the future and my higher power's desire to use my assets and my positive actions. So that's it, really. That's what I've got to say. And I'll just wind up again by mentioning that geode incident. You know, inside me is this gorgeous geode. Yeah, it doesn't look so good on the outside lots of times, but inside is this beautiful geode. And it can become even better. I can shine light on that geode from different angles, and I'll see things that are just gorgeous that I didn't see before, and that my higher power didn't see before. My higher power wants to make better. So that's what I have, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Carl.